So we're beginning a new semester. We're beginning again with prophets. I believe that in order for a person to cover prophets, people should skip the book of Joshua, start with the book of Shoftim, Judges, simply because the book of Joshua has a lot of details, and most people who start the book of Joshua get bogged down and have a hard time continuing, whereas the book of Judges is filled with stories. You have the story of Samson and Delilah, you have the story of Yiftach, you have a lot of great stories in the book of Judges. My experience has been, over the years, that those who start with the book of Judges end up finishing Tanakh. And those who start with the book of Joshua, over 50% never continue. So my recommendation is to begin with the book of Judges, and that's what we're going to do. Our story begins with creation. I believe that very often we should have this overview from creation till today. So how many years ago was that? 5,773, almost 74 years ago, right? In about 20 days, that's on the 25th of Elul was creation. So 5,773. And if you guys have questions of evolution and the like, so bring them up Thursday night, Bezrat Hashem, we can discuss them. So at any rate, the world was created 5,773 years ago. We have Adam. 10 generations after Adam, we have Noah and the flood. 10 generations after Noah, we have Abraham. In the year 1948, Abraham is born. Abraham has two sons, Isaac and Yishmael. Yitzchak is the chosen one, as the verse clearly indicates numerous times. And Yitzchak has two children, Yaakov and Esav. Whereas Yishmael came from the other wife, Yaakov and Esav both come from one mother. They are twins, and they both have tremendous potential. Esav fathers Edom. Esav fathers the Edomite people, the Amalekites. Being that they populate predominantly Christian territories, we consider the Christian movement, we consider it Edom. Yishmael ended up populating areas that became predominantly Muslim, so that's why we view the Muslims at large as Yishmael. It's not that Islam is descendant of Yishmael, but Islam developed in territories that were primarily descendants of Yishmael. So that's why today we refer to Edom and Yishmael as Christianity and Islam. So we have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, where Avram was born in the year 1948. We descend to Egypt with Yaakov and his children. And then in the year 2448, we come out of Egypt. 2448, we come out of Egypt. We spend 40 years in the desert. And we come into Israel under the guidance of Joshua, right? Yoshua bin Nun is the leader. He is the one who takes over from Moshe. And he leads us for 14 years in the land of Israel. 7 years of conquering and dividing, seven years of conquering, 7 years of dividing. And then Yoshua passes away and does not leave an obvious successor to the leadership. And so we enter a period of Shoftim. Shoftim literally means judges. The word Shofet can have multiple meanings. We'll work with the regular translation that Shofet is a judge. Now, these leaders would lead us to war. These leaders would also lead us morally, meaning they would go through the nation, they would travel throughout Israel and verify what needs rectifying and rectify it. And they would rebuke the people and guide the people. And the period of the judges can be viewed in two ways. You can view it as a period of disarray, a period where there's no central leadership, there's no central government, and who knows what happens. You see, the nation keeps stumbling, the nation keeps falling, and that's the way most people view the period of judges. But you can view it the exact opposite. You can view it and say, wow, what other nation in the world would last without a central government? What other nation would be able to sustain themselves for centuries without one central government? So it's true, we fell on some level. But when a judge would come back, we'd pick ourselves right back up again. And the fact that we could last and continue our tradition and thrive in the land of Israel and maintain an army shows you the great moral fiber of the people, that the people could last without a central government for centuries, as we will see in the period of judges. And traditionally, we say that the judges came from many different tribes. There was only one tribe that was excluded, to be discussed later on. But the judges came from different tribes. And we will have to discuss as we go along whether the people fell as badly as one would think reading the plain text in the Bible. And here we open a whole new topic, which is when the Bible discusses the sins of Israel, the Bible uses very harsh terminology, and we will prove Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow night that terminology is not to be taken literally. We'll see it tomorrow night. Be'ezrat Hashem will pick up here.